something to dry it with, dry your face. What I'm interested in are the different kinds of things you use to, when you just wash your face or your hands, what do you use to dry them with?
Towel.
And if you take a bath, you use a bigger one, which is called a...
call them bath towels.
Okay. And now you have water at the sink, and until you move out of the sun.
I have to move out of the sun. Stand. We had a molasses stand on the table all the time. Call it a stand, a molasses stand.
You said you had that on the table?
Yes, sir. That's to put molasses in.
It was fairly small.
Very small, and had a larger container, you see, that fill that up as meal.
I see. Did they ever call larger containers stands or not?
Just no, they just call them buckets, and barrels, and kegs.
I see.
They kept the molasses in buckets, barrels, and kegs.
And the thing that you...
jugs, they had one. Lots of other times put them in old stone jugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they was real good too, and they keep in the stone jug.
I bet.
Seal them up, put them a cork on there, you see that?
What did you use to seal them up with corks?
Cork, cork stoppers.
Did you ever use glass?
No, they never did. They used cork to stop it up.
Did you ever use glass to stop up a bottle?
No, they always used cobs or made a stick put in that. It made a stopper out of a stick. See, our old molasses barrels, we call them salt barrels. They hold 50 to 60 gallons, you see, and they had a bunghole. I've seen my daddy many a time we made that many molasses, put them in that barrel, and put a, we called it a stopper, made it to go in that hole, you see, and seal it up with a rag. I wrap a rag around there and seal it up.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it stays real.
Sounds good. I'm interested in all kinds of names here. What was that you just stomped on the floor?
That's a waltz.
It's a waltz. And I